Both the Carrollton Trojans and Bound Red Devils have advanced to the semifinal round of the Georgia High School Football State Playoffs. Go back to Friday night. Last home date of the year at Grisham Stadium for the Trojans. They easily took care of business. 26-0 lead at the half over the Hillgrove Hawks, and they stroll home with a 46-6 triumph. Kamari Farmer leads the way, 115 yards rushing, two touchdowns. In relief of the injured Juju Lewis, Dylan Bishop tosses three touchdown passes for the Trojans. They improved to 13-0 in the season. That win, by the way, their 16th consecutive home field victory going back to last year at Grisham Stadium. The Trojans go to the semifinals. On the road, they have to face another perennial power. The Wolves of Buford will host the Trojans Friday night in the semis. Buford, after a season-opening loss to Milton, has now reeled off 12 straight wins, including Friday night's quarterfinal round victory where they beat previously unbeaten North Gwinnett 43-7. Buford 12-1 of the year. They're 6-0 at home so far in 2024. At Bowden, the Red Devils, a 31-13 triumph of the quarterfinal round matchup. They knocked off the Panthers of Clinch County. Bowden now 11-2 with that victory. They trail 13-7 at the half. Did the Red Devils scored on their first possession of the third quarter, then later picked up a fumble, ran it back for a touchdown in that third quarter, turned the game completely around, and the Red Devils go on to the victory. Highlighting the win, Charles Maxill, three touchdown passes, one of those to Jonah Wilson. It was a great catch after the run, turns it into a 47-yard touchdown pass play. Wilson also picked up that fumble and ran it back for 6 points, and the Bowden defense completely put the clamps on Clinch County's offense, shut them out in the second half. The Red Devils now to meet another team that seems to always be playing this time of the year, just like Bowden is. The Indians of Irwin County will come for a visit in the semifinals. They beat Tryon 40-30 on the road Friday night, did the Indians to advance to face the Red Devils on Friday evening. Meanwhile, clean old-fashioned hate was so good it took them into a new day to finish it. Sometime after midnight, early Saturday morning, Georgia, after eight overtimes, beats Georgia Tech 44-42, seventh straight win for the Dogs in that rivalry. In the latest Associated Press college football rankings, Georgia's up to number 5. The Dogs will face Texas in the SEC championship game Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. It's the fourth straight year the Dogs have been in the SEC title contest. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddick Sports, I'm Mike Harris.